Welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. Today we're going to be talking about choices. Can you have too many choices? Is that even possible? What happens if you have a few choices, but you make a misinformed one? How can that impact you? Let's talk about these things and especially how they relate to your finances. This episode was inspired by my wife and I making a trip to Joann's to choose some fabrics because she wanted to make new pillowcases. While we stood there, struck dumb because of all the choices we had a discussion about how choices and how sometimes there's too many and how that can be a bad thing. So I want to cover that in a little bit more detail today, but also I have a story to share about a decision that came from a recent used car purchase my wife and I made. There's a lot of great info and stories in today's episode. So what are the money talking points that you can talk about after today's episode? Well, one, how do I reduce my choices? Two, how can I make an informed choice? Three, what can I do to stick behind the choice I make? But let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have much time to research and learn about all things when it comes to personal finances, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. So let's dive right into the defining today's episode. And we're going to be talking about choices. And this is clearly when there's a decision to be made. It's a pretty obvious definition. But it can be a decision between two things or a decision between many things. Often, decisions have multiple layers, and let's look at it in terms of investing. It's whether you invest or not to invest, but then the decision becomes whether to invest in stocks, bonds, or index funds, then which stocks, then which bonds, then which index funds. There's a whole lot of layers to a decision. But let's also talk about what happens when there's too many. So first you're thinking investing, then you're thinking which stocks, then you're thinking which stocks specifically, should I be doing this for my stocks or not? But let's talk about what happens when you might have too many decisions. So when you have too many decisions, this can lead you to a phrase, what's called paralysis by analysis. And this is something you might commonly hear when it comes to personal finance decisions, especially around investing. There's just so many decisions out there, and you spend all your time deciding, and then you never do anything at all. So let's take that stock example that I just mentioned in the last segment. So let's say to invest or not to invest, and you decide to invest. Stocks, bonds, or index funds. You decide stocks. Well, now there's a whole plethora of decisions that open before you about stocks. Do you only invest in stocks of companies you know? Do you only invest in stocks of companies that are up in the last 1 hour? Do you invest in the last 24 hours? Do you invest in the last, up in the last day, up in the last quarter? Did they have a positive increase in their returns? Like, are they growing quarter over quarter? Are they looking to increase their environmental output and have a better impact on the earth? Are they looking to do things towards that front? Are they doing things on like a society front towards helping like culture and diversity and things like that? There's a whole lot of things that you might care about when it comes to deciding that can play a role in what stock you want to choose. And I'm hoping to throw a lot of options out there, hopefully to confuse you a little bit, mostly because I want to show the example of how quickly it can add up to where you're paralyzed by all these things you want to analyze, whether it's, like I said, whether it's how they are impacting culture and society, impacting the earth and environmental factors, whether it's the company's actually growing, whether the company's not growing, but it's poised for some big growth in the future. So you're taking a pretty big bet. Is the company smaller than a certain size? Do they have to be in the S&P 500? Do they need to be one of the top 1,000 companies in the country? There's a whole lot of things that you probably want to look at. And that's where paralysis by analysis can happen, where you're spending all of your time deciding between all these nitpicky little factors, and then you never end up doing it all, anything at all. So the next segment that we're going to talk about is how do all of these choices impact you? Well, let's get right into that. So how do all of these choices impact you? Well, is there a such thing as too many choices? Yes, there is. Just like I was saying in the last segment with all those stock choices you could make, there is such thing as too many choices. So let's also talk about an example outside of just investing. I have a story from, like I said in the introduction, where I went to Joann's with my wife to pick out some fabrics. And if you've never gone to Joann's to pick out fabrics, consider yourself lucky. But there are so many options. And my wife wanted a new project, so she wanted to make us new pillowcases. So I went with her so I could choose out the fabric for my pillowcase. And I had to decide, do I want something that's fun and cartoony, something that's a space fabric, something that's colorful, something that's not colorful, but a cool design. And not to mention that each one of those things I just mentioned have like 5 to 6 different options within that category. That's it, quickly like 25 to 30 options that I have to choose from. And I have no reasonable system in my mind on how to compare all of those options when I'm looking at it at a very broad view. And it all starts at a high level, like investing or not to invest is one decision, but then you got stocks, bond, index, it spreads out quickly. And so did our fabric choices. And we could even take a step back from the fabric choices where I mentioned a bunch of like design types. You could even go to the fabric type. Like, do you want like a silk, a polyester, a cotton blend of some sort? There's a whole lot of options out there. And how do they impact you? Well, they leave you very confused and in huge commotion where you don't know what to do. And you might end up in a worse off place where you just wasted a bunch of time working on making a decision, but you didn't actually make a decision. So let's think about investing again. There's stocks, bonds, index funds. There's all sorts of different things that you can choose from that even just that level confuses you. And then you never invest your money and your money stays in a low earning, high yield savings account and never actually grows for your retirement. What about all the different apps you can use to track your spending? How do you choose which one? Your bank kind of offers something, but you don't know how to use it. How do you choose which app to use to place all your passwords in? All those sort of things. How do you prioritize which savings or debt payoff method you want to use? And I hope this is helping you imagine how there's so many choices out there and how we need to strip that all back so that we don't leave ourselves very confused and ultimately in a worse off place. But how do you actually make a choice when there's so many options being thrown at you? Let's talk about that next. So how do you make the choice? Well, you got to start by writing things down, because if you're only talking about things in your head, you're never going to really remember exactly the same way. You're not going to be able to remember exactly the way you painted out this perfect picture in your mind when you were on a walk at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, one random Tuesday afternoon. Write it down on your phone, record a voice memo. You got to be writing things down and recording them. Let's talk about it in terms of an investing plan. Don't just talk about it. Don't just say, oh, we're going to put $600 into an IRA and then you leave it at that. What are you going to do with that $600 once it gets in there? Because it's not necessarily invested yet, but write down your plan so that you can stick to it. And if you have an idea of how you want to pay off debt or save for a large purchase, rewrite it down. What if you want to make a plan or make a choice on how you're going to spend with all the different credit card offers you have and things like that? Write it down. So how do you not get stuck and get confused? You write it down. How do you make and stick to a choice? You write it down. And I hope my repetition here helps you see the emphasis I'm trying to place on writing down our decisions and our choices. That way we have to stick to them. And that way, instead of trying to recall all these facts out of our memory, we can just simply read a piece of paper, and that will help us recall our memory as well as having a written down document. But what if you make a choice and it's the wrong one? What if you finally narrow down that plethora of choices you have and it comes back to bite you? Let's talk about that next. So what if you do actually develop a system to pick out which specific stock you want or which fabric you want at the fabric store or whatever you're trying to make a decision on? What if you make that choice and it's the wrong one? Well, the first thing I'd have to recommend is don't be hard on yourself, especially if it's a financial mistake. It'll be okay. And along with any other choices, your life isn't over. And unless it is, then good luck and you probably don't need to be listening to this podcast. But the odds are highly likely that you're going to be just fine. And the choice isn't going to ruin your life forever, and especially not going to ruin your finances forever. Just figure out where you're at, forget what happened in the past, and evaluate where you want to be. Don't look at it as solely through the lens of a bad decision. Look at it as some sort of an opportunity or some sort of course correction. If it costs you a lot of money, then you may just want to forget about it and move on. Then you don't have to worry about it so much. Don't try to fix it, or don't try to make all that money back. Obviously, if there's a route for you to fix a bad decision, then you may want to head that route. But if it's something that you're just kind of stuck with, then you probably are going to just have to move on. Consider it as a cost of a college lesson on whatever the mistake was. But what if the choice isn't a clear-cut issue and you're still on the fence, like buyer's remorse? Well, I think it's good to lead towards the side of just sticking with it. Perhaps you want to cut off your ability to change the decision. Don't allow yourself to return the item. Throw away whatever history or remnants you have of a receipt that, or however you would need to return it. That way, once the choice is made, you have an easier time living with the decision. Don't give yourself the opportunity to change it. So that is going to lead us to the story I have to tell about a purchasing decision my wife and I made and how it's been eating me up because of the choices that we have with it. Let's talk about that next. All right, let's talk about the story of a vehicle service contract that we got with a new to us used vehicle that we purchased. And we felt good about it in the moment when we purchased it. But this just continually over the next few weeks has ate and ate at me. And our current plan has been and was that we were going to stick with it and that we felt comfortable and good about it together, making that decision together. So why did I want to change anything? Well, I think it was just because, one, the price was about around $2,000. And generally, you'll hear people say, avoid these. They're not worth it. But I didn't feel like we need it. We don't need that money back. It's not, the money itself isn't that big of a concern in terms of our overall like financial plan. However, $2,000 is a good chunk of money currently where we're at in our life. So I think just the idea of being able to get it back caused me to be able to debate it in my mind and wonder if it was worth it. Because we went with it because the car had only been on the lot for about 3 days. And while they'd done inspections, there's only so much you can figure out just by looking at the vehicle and not having it driven around and things noticed and pointed out. So what did I do about it? Well, I'm married, so I discussed it with my wife. And if you're not, find an accountability partner that you can discuss it with. Ask a friend or others what their thoughts are is also what I did. I asked my dad, I asked my friends what they thought. But one of the number one things I did is I didn't make any rash decisions on my own. The 24-hour rule that I talked to about spending can also apply here when it comes to making decisions like this. If the decision is final within 24 hours and you're happy about it in the moment, you're probably going to be okay and be able to live with it. But give yourself some time to think about it and think about it over a time frame instead of all at once when you're stressed and worked up about it. But my wife thought that we should just leave it and that we're going to be just fine. And this likely applies to your situation as well. You're probably going to be just fine and be able to figure it out. It probably isn't going to decimate your finances. But I don't want to provide an excuse to not make a decision. So let's talk about what happens when you don't make a decision at all, when you get hung up on all those different choices you have and you don't know where to go. Let's talk about that next. So what if you're stuck and you never make a decision? Then you're probably going to end up in a worse place. You're going to be stressed about all the options you had, and you're not going to be any better off because you're in the same place you were before. So now you're just stressed and in the same place. So sometimes you need to light a fire under yourself to make the changes you want to see in your financial life. And that's what Dave Ramsey is known for on YouTube. He's known for being a bit crazy, super energized about getting people out of debt. And sometimes maybe his financial advice isn't really the best thing for that person, but that's his thing. He's really good at it. He's going to light a fire under you and make you want to get out of debt. And that intensity can sometimes be the thing we need to cut that paralysis we have and get us moving in the right direction. But let's wrap up today's episode next. So my conclusion is that ultimately the final point is that if you do come to some sort of a crossroad, you're going to be okay, whether it's budgeting, investing, paying off debt, or saving your money. If there's a choice to be made though, you should make one. Evaluate your options and then make a choice and stick to it. Don't try to go back and forth or else you'll end up paralyzed and stressed and in the same place or a worse off place. But that wraps up today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I wanted to make a quick plug for my financial coaching. If you're in a pickle with your finances, please reach out. I can help you get started. I have lots of tools and resources to help you figure out how to conquer the enemy in your personal finance journey. You can become the hero and overcome your financial struggles and enemies. Is debt holding you back? Is a savings problem holding you back? Then I can help. Email me at moneytalk@skylarfleming.com. But thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.